on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, a two-hour public workshop on historic preservation Monday again left over 30 attendees with more questions than answers. Resident DJ Isabella, told the city's Heritage Committee, "I just want off this list." The list in question refers to the city's historic registry of 291 properties, those sanctioned as historic by the city council, and the accompanying historic inventory, a roster presently under review and representing potentially historic or architecturally significant properties. Committee Chair Rick Gold told those present, "We are looking at changing the ordinance, making improvements the public wants, and ensuring the law is followed." Many of those present had interests beyond the scope of the evening's agenda, which focused specifically on incentives available to owners of the highest-rated historic properties. Few other specific ideas emerged, other than public opposition to extending incentives to owners of inventory-listed properties. The committee also unanimously recommended Ginger Berga's home at 1968 San Remo Drive for addition to the city's historic registry with a top rating. Such a rating gives Berga the opportunity to take advantage of the Mills Act, which halts an escalation in property taxes in lieu of a pledge by homeowners to maintain historic property. Well, that's all very confusing, and hopefully you followed along. Moving on now. This Friday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, along with the team at Chase Art, will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate their new gallery featuring the widely acclaimed art of Dr. Seuss. The ceremony will take place at the new gallery, located at 417 South Coast Highway. A year and a half ago, Audrey Giesel, Mrs. Dr. Seuss, allowed a coveted selection of Dr. Seuss's hats to visit select galleries across the country. This is the only time any of these hats have traveled outside the legendary hat closet at the Seuss House. The Laguna Beach Gallery will be the last stop for this exhibition for quite some time. Dr. Seuss's never-before-seen hat collection will be exhibited alongside his little-known Secret Art, a series of estate-authorized works adopted from Ted Giesel's original drawings, paintings, and sculpture. The historic collection has opened the world's eyes to the unique artistic talent of Dr. Seuss and will be available for viewing and purchase. Finally, looking in world news this morning, less than 24 hours after Ahmed Mohammed met President Obama, his family decided it's time to leave America for good. Remember the 14-year-old Texas boy who was arrested for bringing to school a homemade clock that authorities said resembled a bomb? Well, he'll soon be living in Qatar. After careful consideration of all the generous offers received, his parents said, "We would like to announce that we have accepted a kind offer from the Qatar Foundation for Education for Ahmed to join the prestigious QF Young Innovators Program, which reflects the organization's ongoing dedication to empowering young people and fostering a culture of innovation and creativity." President Obama personally invited the teen after his arrest last month, reaching out to him via Twitter. The president was one of many who spoke out about the implications of a 14-year-old Muslim boy accused of building a bomb, put in handcuffs, and pulled out of school. Once it was discovered that the bomb was only a digital clock the young innovator built himself, the Irving police said they would not be charging Ahmed with any crime. I guess all of that public outcry backfired since the dude is leaving America. That's your news this morning. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5. Our morning show is called Daily Scramble Live, although it's a little different with Jason not in town. He'll be back later.